voted against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB 4 in effect. SB 4 would allow local police to arrest illegal immigrants. Southwest Airlines has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with union flight attendants. The airline did not disclose details of that agreement. A Georgia man scheduled to be put to death in what would be the state's first execution in more than 4 years. Willie James Pye was convicted of killing his former girlfriend 3 decades ago. The lethal injection set for Wednesday evening. The Dow is down 4 points, the NASDAQ losing 14. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s, with the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor, and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. New Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer has received an 8-year contract worth at least $87 million. And the school also gave basketball coach Nate Oates and athletic director Greg Byrne raises and extensions. The 49-year-old Kalen DeBoer is set to make $10 million in his first year as Bama's head coach. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is launching an effort to provide hay for Texas cattle producers who have suffered losses due to wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. The Alabama Trucking Association stepped up to provide transportation of the donated hay to Texas. The Black College World Series will return to Montgomery for a fourth time this season. The BCWS will take place in downtown Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium on May 8th through 11th. The capital city will welcome 8 historically black colleges and universities to the tournament. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery.
score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
City Councilman. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing very well. It's beautiful outside. Perfect weather.
Really
great day to be outside. Got a lot of yard work done the other day. Embarrassingly, I'm feeling the effects of being outside and doing all that yard work, which was... But
you mean the pollen?
No, I mean the soreness.
Fair enough.
I haven't done any yard work in a while.
Yeah.
And
I need to get the grass cut, at least the front yard here, maybe this afternoon.
But,
the allergies had me going, no, not yet. we'll power through. So we were just talking off air. There was a big thing in D.C., but it pertains to the city here. Let's talk to the folks out there about it a little bit.
Yeah. So myself and some of the other council members went to the National League of Cities conference. It's hosted every year in D.C. Alabama had one of the strongest delegations that was there. We had about 170 local elected officials. The League of Municipalities in Alabama is very, very strong, and they do a great job of encouraging us, getting some continuing education opportunities to connect and learn more. It was really interesting, and there was over 3,700 people at the conference.
Wow.
So these are mayors, city councilors, city managers. And they come from, all across the country. So being able to interact, learn about some things that other cities are doing that are effective, learning and working together on some of the challenges. It was interesting to hear things that are facing pretty much all municipalities and then hearing problems that were very specific to some. But it was good.
Okay. And what is there a trend with cities right now? Or like, is there, say, competition over grants? Or is it like, if you want to be a city, you got to get this particular thing? What's that kind of look like?
Sure. I'll give you a couple of examples. One is, we talk about it a lot here, but, police and public safety, just hiring and recruitment is a challenge everywhere. And different for different reasons in some places, for the same reasons. So that's definitely one. The other thing is that, interestingly enough, the federal government has a lot of programs and grant opportunities that are just not getting tapped into. And that's a big message that we want to bring back and talk about here in Montgomery, but also I imagine a lot of other cities were surprised to hear how many millions of dollars go unapplied for every year. And it's a big process. And as you all know, federal government money comes with a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy, there's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be increasing our capacity to apply for some of those.
The other thing is transportation. I think the country as a whole is experiencing kind of the woes of lack of infrastructure spending over the last 50, 60 years. The amount of bridge projects and road projects that are just in really desperate and dire need are extremely high. And whether that be, you know, the infrastructure issues due to snow in the north or just lack of investment in other places. So those are some of the common ones. And then, you know, you get into specific places that have very specific needs. We don't have snow problems down here like they do up north. So, you know, that was pretty interesting. I had one of the nights we had dinner, kind of cool side story. I sat next to the mayor from Nogales, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Which was fascinating. He was amazing.
But he's got a little bit different issues than we have.
He does, especially because he was featured in that documentary because they found El Chapo in his municipality and the tunnels running under Nogales. And so that was pretty interesting. And at that same dinner, sat next to a mayor from Sundland, Arizona, another border town, where I kid you not, you know, he said that last year they pulled 185 bodies out of the desert that had died to heat stroke crossing over the border. So when we talk about some of the things and we talk about, oh, Montgomery, it's just the worst here, I'm like, you know, everywhere has its challenges. Sure. And that was really, really interesting. You know, it was fascinating. It was good.
Now, speaking of grants, there was just a grant rewarded. I believe it's Terry Sewell who started this process.
Yes, and we are very, very thankful. Got an opportunity to meet with her briefly while we were up there as part of our doing some lobbying on the Hill for the city of Montgomery. It's huge. That's a huge grant, $36 million. I think it's one of the largest federal DOT grants that the Montgomery has gotten. And what's so unique about it is it embraces something that we know is a good investment here in Montgomery. The activities surrounding EJI and civil rights conversations and tourism that's coming in because of that, it's a real thing, okay? And, you know, I know that there's a lot of projects that we should be focusing on, but this opportunity to improve the West Fairview Avenue area. Yeah. We've already seen that because of a previous grant, $9 million, we've had the investment on the other side of 65 where they're doing the road project right now. This will now take the and do some beautification, do major street improvements all the way from about the city of St. Jude into downtown, which really is going to create just another corridor for tourism here in the city, but also really an area of town that is in desperate need of some kind of investment. And there are empty storefronts and, you know, our interstate exits are so important. And it kills me that so many people stop in Prattville or the Millbrook exits to buy their gas, get a bite to eat, all that type of stuff. This type of project will now encourage people to pick that interstate over some of the exit over some of the other ones. That's direct sales tax, that's gas tax, and all of that goes back into the city in every district. So it's something that's very, very exciting for us.
Well, and it's crucial. It's, you know, me being a native here, I'm kind of in my routines now, and I don't have a very large footprint. I'm not a man about town by any means at this point anymore. But, you know, coming back in from my trip, and you leave the airport and you start driving in, the entrance to the city and the introduction probably could need improvement.
Especially from that area, yeah.
And, you know, you could have a great downtown and, like you said, all these tourist attractions, but it would be nice to have it beautiful as you're driving into the city. And so, no, I think that's a big deal. How much money?
I think it's $36.7 million. It's huge. And it goes to show that really we're seeing what happens when a concerted effort of folks, you know, really push our federal legislators to reinvest back in the city. You know, we have this wonderful opportunity with Senator Britt being from Montgomery to, you know, use her appropriations connections. And we are so thankful that Representative Sewell was able to do this for us. So.
Are we doing enough on our end? The city is ready to help the federal folks.
We are getting there. And I will say this. I think that one of the things that's always been tough, and I've had this conversation with people in the planning department, and something that I'm trying to commit to, is that the main thing that we need to do is have shovel-ready projects. Mm-hmm. And we are in the process of developing shovel-ready projects, and I know that it's a priority for the mayor's office to get those done. And as counselors, one of the things that we need to do is sometimes use our resources, our accounts that we have access to invest in not the big, bright, and beautiful parts, right? You know, like, yes, it's great for us to do things where we improve our parks or invest in, you know, signs and statues and all that kind of stuff. Some of what we have to be investing our resources in is design and engineering so that the city can have these shovel-ready projects to take with them to D.C. Right now, Commissioner Singleton, Mayor Reed, I know Anna Buckley with the Chamber, they're in D.C. right now presenting shovel-ready projects, and we need more of them because all this money that's out there, we should be bringing it to Montgomery.
Are you at liberty to share, like, an example of one of these that it might be coming down?
Well, I know that, to the point about interstates, I know a big thing, a major priority for us is the gateways in general, is improving the gateways into the city of Montgomery. And that's a really, really important thing for us to do, to try and peel off some of the money that's going right through our city on its way to the beach, back up towards Nashville, Chicago, Birmingham. So that's definitely a priority project. I know that trying to reimagine what the downtown exit area and how that connects to Maxwell Air Force Base, Whitewater, and then into downtown is a big priority. And we do know that sewers and wastewater is something that's also a priority for the city. I was actually surprised to hear how many people in certain areas of the city are still not connected to you know, traditional city wastewater lines. And so you know, for just to for quality of life for those people, it is a priority, and it's something the city's been talking about for a long time.
Absolutely. Again, folks, we're talking to City Councilman Andrew Szymanski doing our regular sit down that we do each month, and I'm enjoying this. You know, it's this is a weird comparison, but when I first like meet candidates, like it's like a first date. I'm like, so what movies do you like? But now we're getting to know each other, and I do appreciate the time as always. Now it's getting warmer, so that means it really is going to be the season for the water park.
Sure. It is going to be the season for Whitewater. Anybody that missed their opening weekend this past weekend was fabulous. And I know, you know, last time we were on here, there were some people that are a little bit critical about the amount of focus and energy and investment that's gone out there. But it was good to see the parking lot was full. The venue was packed. It was absolutely wonderful. And so I encourage people to go see it, go participate in it, go. You know, they have all these free concerts out there. They have some major events that are happening out there. And really what I think a lot of people don't realize is that it's a public space. You can go out there right now if you wanted to. Walk your dog. Go for a jog around the walking pass out there. You know, enjoy a cold beverage. Have a, you know, delicious lunch. And so, again, as we talk about ways to draw investment into the city, this is a really important piece of that.
Okay. And, yeah, folks, now that it's warmer, just have it in the back of your mind. You don't even have to, you know, go whitewater rafting.
No, you can
just enjoy yourself, like Andrew was saying. Let's take some phone calls. If y'all want to jump in, 272-9228. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hello, sir.
Hello, and thank you for coming on today and letting us ask you some questions. Question number one is, we're not going to have to pay Levitate $42,000 a month to manage this large grant, are we?
No, so Levitate is working with the city, I think through August is when that'll be over, but that's, they're doing all the compliance work for the ARPA dollars that the city received. The city received about $42 million, the county received about $46 million, something like that. And so they've been helping the city because there is, as I said earlier, federal money comes with a lot of red tape and bureaucracy. They have been kind of the stewards of compliance for that. So that has nothing to do with the $36 million.
Well, there's compliance grant. It was compliance with every grant, the grant guidelines with everyone. So, I mean, it just seems that we could have hired a person to help us, like the city grant manager that we have now, rather than spend $42,000 a month. But I'm just hoping we don't make that mistake again. What was the common thread when you were talking about public safety? What was the common thread that you heard out there in regards to? Was it recruitment? Was it retention? Sure. Or both of those?
It was recruitment. Recruitment was, I mean, I think almost everybody I talked to said they're experiencing the same thing. I didn't meet a single person that said, you know what, we're doing really well. We have too many police officers. I heard a really interesting analogy out there from somebody who had been serving in government for a long time that said, and this is obviously before my time, but they said after Vietnam, it was really difficult for the military to recruit people to join the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and that type type of stuff, just because the atmosphere around joining the military was altered because of the experience the country had during Vietnam. And they were saying they see some similarities. I'm not saying it's a direct crossover, but some similarities to right now, where just the overall environment for police officers across the country is making it hard to convince people to be police officers. I talk with people all the time, and parents are not encouraging people to be police officers. I think the kind of the stigma around and the kind of the respect and the honor around the position has been challenged more recently. And so that was probably a common thread because, you know, the federal government is providing states and municipalities with the financial resources they need to have. We'd like to have a lot more, but recruitment was number one, and it really did not matter what municipality we were meeting with. You know, some of the smaller ones, obviously, it's a little bit easier, but for cities of our size, bigger or some, you know, even 100,000 less, recruitment was by and large number one.
Well, until individuals feel, and law enforcement officers, it's a common message across that profession, until they feel that cities are going to back them like they used to, and stand shoulder to shoulder when the storm comes, and not leave them hung out to dry, then it's going to be a continual battle to get individuals and keep them in this profession. And it's sad because I was in it. I worked for the city for 34 years, city of Montgomery, and it's just sad to see that we've dropped down to about 300 officers from a ration strength of around 520. So you really need to put the pencil to the paper and come up with a way, because that's a dangerous number of officers to go from 300 to 520 to 300. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. And I think one of the things that we are trying to do right now is to evaluate pay and having discussions with the department about what we can do to be competitive from a compensation standpoint. That seems like an easy fix, and we need to do that. And the second part about it really is figuring out what other incentives we can provide that are unique to Montgomery's police force that would encourage people to kind of want to come and work for us here.
Well, and we've talked about this before with, like, you're saying incentives or...
Like housing. And I know we've talked about it. I just really wish you could get that in front of the people and go, this makes perfect sense.
Well, we've got it in front of the people, and it's been, and the message has been heard, and I appreciate, I've talked to the mayor's senior policy advisor. I've talked to multiple banks in town. We are moving that conversation forward.
Excellent.
Again, there's always red tape and things to figure out, but I'm encouraged because the message that, hey, incentives, cash incentives after time served are good, but we can do more, and we should do more because everybody else is doing that. And we're not going to win the game by playing the same way everybody else does.
Let's go to Urbanite on line three. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, Urbanite.
Hi, chemical person. Two questions. District 7 sidewalk project and East Fairview.
Yes.
Project, what's going on?
Yeah, so right now, as I said earlier, another announcement that we had about a month ago from 65 to Court Street on Fairview, $9 million project. And I think I said last time, but one of the best parts about that, it was designed, engineered, and is being built by Montgomery-based businesses, which is awesome, and I appreciate that. So that is going in right now. I have not seen, there's been a lot of comments and plans discussed about Court Street to Woodley Road and kind of the Five Points intersection over by the Capri Theater and Elray. And so, you know, one of the things I'm hearing from the neighborhood a lot is exactly how that design is going to impact traffic moving through there, rate of speeds, and also safety for pedestrians. Because, again, people do want to get outside and walk. And, you know, in a daylight state, to be able to go from the Garden District, walk over to have dinner in that Five Point shopping center or shopping area would be fabulous. So I don't think those have been finalized yet. I've asked to be able to comment on them and give input on them. But as soon as they are available, we'll start talking about that.
And the elephant in the room, the advertiser building will be vacant probably after May. Is that going to be the new Civic Center spot?
Oh, good question. No one's told me that it's going to be a Civic Center. I'd heard at one point that it was you know, they were looking at it for some kind of industry to go in there, and may have been.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not 100% sure where that has gone, but I will definitely look into that and see if you call back next time, we'll see if we can get an update on that.
Appreciate it, Urbanite. Thanks, Urbanite.
Thank you.
And it just came to my mind, has anybody heard anything about, Chuck's Fish? I know they had a fire near the end of last year.
Yes, we are working very hard. I know that they are doing repairs. I didn't actually realize how major the damage was to that building until I went by, you know, not so long ago and saw the amount of roof work that's being done. So I do know that there is work being done. I also know there has been discussions with the neighborhood about some really exciting investment that's going to not only affect where Chuck's is locating, but really that entire strip. If we can get a couple of things done and some signatures on some paper, we might have something really exciting to share soon.
Because I used to live right there in those Midtown apartments, and it's a beautiful area, and it'd be nice to keep that going. And it is tragic, because many a dinner with Jack Campbell over there at Chuck's, Jubilee when it was before COVID and all that. So hope that comes back and they're back on their feet. Let's go to Skipper. Hey, Skipper.
Yes. This kind of dovetails on the call that you had about the police a few minutes ago.
Sure.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's a lot of days in Montgomery where we don't have a lot of accident investigators on the street. And when there are accidents, we have vehicles blocking traffic. We have vehicles that are in dire need of someone to come help them because of the what has happened in the accident. And they are, if you listen to the scanner in Montgomery, you will hear them stacking accidents. And the way they do it, they'll say, we have accidents on hold at this location, this location, this location, this location, this location. And they'll just stack them up. I personally watched one afternoon. I heard an accident on the scanner on the bridge over I-85. I went on Algo traffic, tuned in the bridge there, and there was the two vehicle accident there on the bridge. And I thought, gee, I wonder how long it's going to take them to get somebody out of this accident, which was blocking a lane of traffic. Long story short, hours went by, no police on the scene, and about an hour and 40 minutes into those vehicles being on that bridge, a third vehicle, people were dodging it, not seeing them. I guess they were sleepy driving or something, didn't see them. People were darting around. A third vehicle slammed into it and caused a three-vehicle accident. And really, because those vehicles have been sitting there for a couple hours and nobody was on the scene. And this happens a lot in Montgomery. People have an hour, two-hour wait to get an accident investigator on the scene. Were you aware of that happening? And what do you think y'all could do short-term to alleviate that?
Sure. So I've heard these complaints before, and people have brought this to our attention. I actually was talking to Councilor Beard about this the other day, about an accident that happened in her district. And we know the wait times, especially for accidents without injury, are long. And it is due to the fact that we don't have enough people out there that are able to do traffic investigations. Now, there have been a couple of things. One is trying to work more hand-in-hand with the county and the sheriff's department, trying to see if we can get more people out there to be responsive. The other thing that we're looking into, and some other cities are looking into, are how we can partner with the state and other kind of police resources in the area. It does go back to numbers. I mean, it's a numbers problem. And when you think about it, all of the 911 calls that are coming in for, you know, people that are calling with emergencies, and they treat, you know, if you call 911 and, you know, it's something that we all may not think of as a major emergency, but it's not a traffic incident, they're going to send patrol units out to that. And they're having to increase the number of people from traffic over to patrol, which does really strain our numbers. It's not a good thing for our citizens. It's not a good thing for people passing through to address it. I mean, really, the main thing is we have got to recruit more people to the city. It's just simply a numbers game.
I appreciate your answer, and I just hope that y'all will address this, because there have been several accidents that have been very serious that it has been 40 minutes or more before anybody has showed up on the scene. And when you have accidents like that, if they're very serious, you have the potential, especially on the interstate and on the bypasses, of people running up and adding accidents to accidents.
Yeah.
So that just to put that out there, and thank you for your time.
No, I appreciate it. And to kind of just kind of, you know, finish that, I think one of the things that we are seeing with the people that are out there, the amount of hours, the way that the, you know, the cars that are out there responding to all sorts of incidents, you know, the police, especially on the patrol side and the traffic side, you know, they're just overwhelmed at this point. And one of the good things that I have to say that goes along with that is that when it comes to our fire department and their EMS or EMT units, when there are things, you know, incidents with injury, we are getting people off the roads and to the hospitals when they are called upon to do so. And so truly, I mean, I think we have wonderful people that work at the Montgomery Police Department. I've had conversation after conversation with all sorts of officers from the top to the bottom of the command chain, and they need us to continue to push for things, as I said, competitive pay, the resources that they need to have, get the vehicles that they need to have out there, and we need to find some more incentives to help get them the backup that they need.
Well, I appreciate it, Skipper.
Right.
And he would know that topic. He's our traffic guy here at all the stations.
Oh, rock on.
For
okay.
Afternoon drive, morning drive. So appreciate Skipper calling in with that. We got to hit a quick break here, but we got more calls rolling in. If you want to call in, folks, 272-9228. Before we hit the break, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you, well, with that roof of yours. Probably one of the most important parts of that big investment you call your home. And, well, with Alabama weather, the extremes we have, especially the thunderstorms we now seem to have like clockwork every once in a while, you might as well get that roof checked every year. And here's the great news at River Region Contracting. Their inspections and estimates are always free. And you've experienced this, Eddie.
Several times.
And the estimate's accurate.
Accurate, and it's been free. And the best part, I'm telling you, it's so nervous when you get an estimate. They're working on it for a week. And all you can say is, man, that estimate, that's just going to be more expensive than I thought. Mm-hmm. At the end of the week, the check I wrote every time has been for the exact estimate that they gave me.
And they're also insurance specialists.
Yes.
So if you've got an insurance plan that might cover what you're looking at, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy, even pleasurable experience. Yep. Not something you usually associate with insurance claims, but they're just that good there at River Region Contracting. So call them today, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell Todd Clark and that fantastic team of his that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have Councilman, City Councilman Andrew Szymanski in the studio with us. Fielding your calls at 272-9228. It's the number Rick dialed. Hey, Rick.
Hey, let me take you off speaker here. Two things. One, to piggyback off what Skipper said. My stepson had an accident a couple months ago. It took an hour and a half for the officers to respond, okay? When he got there, he said, yeah, sorry I'm late. I was on my lunch break. Now, I know they got to eat, but that's almost like salt in a wound.
Yeah.
Because you're standing out in the blazing heat, and, you know, you're trying to get, you got traffic blocked, and you're trying to get it resolved.
Yep.
All right, but the reason I did call, okay, with all these projects, we have in Montgomery a world-class planetarium. Now, full disclosure, I ran the planetarium for 27 years, okay, so full disclosure. We have submitted I retired, but before that, we submitted a report where we had trying to think of what the name of the term is for it, but to redo the planetarium. And we visited other sites, the city and I. So we submitted this complete report and nothing has moved on the planetarium. Now, we can put lipstick on a pig, which is what we're doing out there, because, you know, we just paint the sidewalk or plant a flower. But the building has been sinking. Mm-hmm. It's a world premiere. I mean, it's one of the best planetariums in the entire state of Alabama. And we're letting it just fall apart. So, Counselor, what I'd ask is that we could maybe look at that. You know, we look at our education. We keep trying to throw money at education. You've got a science facility here, and we don't support it.
Yeah, well, let me dive into that a little bit, because I know I've been to the planetarium once before, and I love Oak Park over there. It's a beautiful area. I don't have a lot of information on what has been proposed or what is being done, but I'm happy to take a look into that. You know, we have a lot of great places that have been in existence here in Montgomery that do need work and renovation, and I'll give you a great example just to kind of, you know, not deflect from the planetarium, but to talk about another project that I know is near and dear to Councilor Ginwright, and that is the Coliseum. And the Coliseum, which, you know, I've had a lot of people say needs, you know, investment. I know that there's been studies and looking into it, and we're trying to allocate some money out of ARPA to go towards that. And one of my good buddies actually took a bunch of people over there for his birthday to go watch the rodeo the other day. So on top of the fact that the planetarium, the Coliseum, and some of these other facilities are in need of work, they're getting used and they're getting utilized. And it's important for us to make sure that they, you know, remain mainstays and important infrastructure pieces and quality of life pieces here in the city.
I would love to. I've got a copy of, and I would love to share it with you.
Please.
Councilman Grimes has a copy of it.
Okay.
I think Councilman Ginwright has a copy of it. I would love to share it with you. I mean, what we're talking about, just, and I'll do it quickly, but it's to relocate the planetarium and to make, as you said, you know, we've got a zoo out here that we could combine the planetarium on the zoo property, give the zoo a boost, give the planetarium a boost, and make Montgomery huge.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And one of the best parts about being a public official is that all of our contact information is very public. So it's just my first, it's just A and then Szymanski, and then you can, it's at montgomeryal.gov. Please send that along. You know, I love to read. When I started doing this with Joey, I told him I love getting in and learning how other cities are doing stuff, reading plans, proposals, gathering, you know, things that have been on the shelf, gathering dust for a while and getting into them. So please pass that along. I'd love to take a look at it and be able to be more informed. Give you a better response next time you call in.
Absolutely. I'll bring it to a city council meeting, though, because the thing is, it's a notebook. It's huge, okay?
Hey, do that, and then. I'd love to. We get the opportunity to chat face-to-face. Work session starts at 4, and usually in between work session and the council meeting itself, there's some time to interact. So, yeah.
And, hey, neighbor Rick, don't be sneaking up on me when I'm doing yard work out in the front, man. You keep doing that to me. You're scaring the crap out of me.
My bad.
Later. And let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
What's up, Randall?
Going on, man. Favorite man in Central Alabama on the radio. You know, got to call in. And I don't know if you know that I didn't get to hear every bit of the call soon. My darn earbud wasn't good. But if you ain't been to the planetarium since they reopened it this year, let's take a look at it. They done sunk some money in it now. So I don't know the whole conversation I had, but I also want to say that at the park, at Centaur Park, at Gateway Park this weekend, it March is a day that at 1 o'clock flag football start, and then at 2 o'clock the adult alumni games out there. And man, if you would come, brother, and shake some hands out there, and if you wait till about 5, or if you have time, and this here's some of them folks out and see what they got to say.
Yeah.
And that'd be people from every side of town Saturday at Gateway Park.
Well, please.
And everything starts at 1 o'clock.
So. Yeah, please, whether it's to my email or to any of my social media channels, you know, and it's just for any of your listeners, send stuff to us. You know, there's so much, I tell people this all the time, there is so much that happens in this city, especially on the weekends, especially when the weather's nice, that if it's not sent directly to me, I may not see it. And I know on Saturday there's a lot of things going on. I'm going to try and get into some of them during the afternoon before I'm actually headed up to Birmingham Saturday evening to go catch a Broadway in Birmingham show.
Oh,
but
nice.
I will try and make it by at 1 o'clock if you can send me that info.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, if it's, because after one, man, around 5 o'clock, you cannot, they got the city police comes out, they do a great job. Let me tell you, they shut down 1 inch of the park. So if you come in after one, you need to look for police lights, kind of follow them. They have it all barricaded off. And it's a, it's they really do the real good thing out there, man. And shout out to Big Bro and for putting this on. And Deuce Conrad, and I can't help not say their name, man, but they put a lot into it.
Take me back to high school.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, brother, you need to come out there. Put a team together, Joy. Come out there and play, man.
I don't know about that. Don't take it personally. I like to stay home. 100 elbows and all, you know. I know what you're talking about. I appreciate that.
Yeah, brother. We'll see
you. See you, Red Hot.
We're pretty much out of time here because we got a sponsor calling in a second. But I appreciate your time as always. Like I was saying, and,
totally.
This is a good thing to be open with the public. And I'll say this: when somebody brings up something you don't know about, you say it, and you do look into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know, there's just so much. That's what we have to do. You know, y'all. You know, I do this because I love Montgomery, and I want to be effective. And there are so many different things that matter to people that I just, you know, I'm getting my eyes open to. And I've got time to look into it. That's what that's what you demand of us, and I hope you demand that of all your counselors, because that's our job there. We are really the direct pipeline between citizens and city government. We have so many wonderful projects that are happening in District 7, and next time I come back, you know, I'd love to have the opportunity to talk about, whether it's working on connecting more streets and sidewalks, whether it be park improvements. Had a really interesting conversation with a company called Big Belly that does smart trash cans, working on some beautification things. And as I said, all my information is public, so please don't ever hesitate. Send me events, send me things that are going on, concerns. Make my final plug on 311 like I always do. They're doing a wonderful job responding to the calls that are coming in there. And anything I can do to be of assistance to the people is what I'm here to do.
Well, appreciate it, man.
Thank you all so much.
Before we hit the break, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you, especially the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon.
She's the best.
She really is great. And, here's the deal. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or it ain't your first rodeo, you're going to work with great local folks when you work with Alabama Home Mortgage that actually get to know you, get to know your goals in owning a home, and they're going to get you the best possible deal. And they'll walk with you every way to closing day, from pre-approval all the way to closing day.
That's right, Joe.
But it's not just if you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to refinance. You know, right now, credit card debt is no joke.
No.
Not a joke, to quote the president. And those APR averages are exorbitant. So. I feel y'all, if you're just making those minimum payments, just getting by, if you have equity built up in your home, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you unload some of those debts, or maybe you just want to reinvest in yourself or your property, your family. Right. And of course, they're now doing special rate refinance deals for those of you who still have outstanding student loans. And don't forget about how much they help veterans. They're VA Home Loan certified. That means they know the latest with the VA Home Loan programs. And veterans, if you're not using these benefits, you earn them through your service, and it's the best game in town.
100%.
So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. That's 567-4223. 567-4223. Or you can always visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s. With the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the studio with
now.
Me. And let's go to James. Hey, James.
Joey, I didn't have you pegged as fearful of travel. Help me understand this, man.
Eddie's the one who was saying it. Eddie, you want to explain yourself?
Joey doesn't like being out in the wild.
And honestly, I don't like to be pegged in any way.
He likes the sanctity and security of his room.
Excuse me. you trying to say that maybe Eddie was just yanking your chain a little?
No. Yeah.
Pulling your leg, as old people... Oh, excuse me. people in the generation prior to ours used to say.
No, I was telling the truth. Joey don't like to travel.
Well, explain yourself.
Joey likes the sanctity and comfort of his room or his house. He doesn't.
Joey,
like...
it's going to be hard to find that helpmate locked down in the.
Well,
you know, the
he does have
walls.
A plan. He gets all his food delivered. So eventually there's going to be a female delivering food there, and there's going to start the rom-com right there.
Joey, let me offer something to you, brother.
Okay.
Can you handle three love stories in one?
Okay.
I'm asking you, can you handle three love stories in one?
More the better, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow you're going in a different direction from me, Joey. But the story is love in Key West... a man and a woman. You can find it at Food Outlet. And also, you know, if you want a reason to travel this weekend, this Saturday, moi will be down along 30A, just off North Barrett, sitting in front of the Hidden Lantern, pushing this same book and a few more.
Okay. All right. And give me the name of the book again, the love
story?
That
is Love in Key West,
Ooh.
A Man and a Woman. You're following the subtitle there, right, Joey?
A Man and a Woman.
Correct.
Mm.
Three love stories in one.
Okay.
You want me to guide you down that path real quick?
Well, I'm actually kind of running out of time here.
Okay, Joey. I mean, I know you got places to go to, right, brother?
Right, exactly. You got to get back home.
Travel.
I have to get back home.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You guys have a nice week.
You too, buddy.
You too. You know, Eddie, my grandfather reminded me my first word was, it was a little book about a guy running, playing baseball, and I went, safe. Safe at home.
Nice.
Safe.
Nice.
Speaks to my generation.
It's funny that you say that because Daniel, my grandson, who's right at three, some of the things, and Leslie too, but some of the things that come out of their mouth, like the other day, it was no interstate.
No interstate.
Only back roads, apparently. You can tell these are my grandchildren.
No interstate.
No interstate. No interstate.
Now that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, coming up here on the show, we have well more in the crazy national news scene.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, people are still arguing about COVID, January 6th. It's like we're just rehashing everything. Nothing has been resolved.
No.
Go ahead and call up that fella. We're running out of time here. But one thing that is as serious as a heart attack was this hearing yesterday about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I don't know if I was satisfied. I'm willing to watch more of it and, you know, fully make up my mind later. But we do have a clip of former CENTCOM commander General McKenzie. He is saying the military had many different plans with many different branches. They were following one put forward by President Trump. And then, well, there were political, non-military decisions made to push out that date. So we got all our main forces out, but a lot of they wanted to keep that mission there. They wanted to keep that embassy there. A lot of personnel, and that led to the tragedies we saw, the shameful moment in our nation's history. It's up there with how we exited Vietnam. You know, I was all for the exit, but the way we did it, ended up doing it. And it, if McKenzie's right, it was not a military decision.
Right.
It was the political class fiddling with them. We'll get into that testimony. No, but it's still real bad. Let's go to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Doing all right. Now, if folks are in the mood to shop for TVs, say today, they want to stop by the Boulevard today to Cohen's, what sort of options do you have for folks?
Well, I have everything from Sony and Samsung 32 inches. All the way up to 98-inch Samsung.
98 inches now?
Dang, Joey. Here's your chance to step up your game, Joey.
Yeah.
Most of the big radio talk show hosts have one.
No, you can't rub me in. I'm still happy with my 85-inch.
I mean, the 85 is something like for the bedroom or the kids' room
right,
or something.
For the kids' room.
98
really.
Is what they have.
Right. And, of course, you also say somebody wants a great outdoor space to, you know, watch some sports or hang out outside. You all have outdoor TVs too, right?
Well, we have two or three brands to choose from, but the one that we do the most with is the Samsungs. We have their Terrace line, which are outdoor television.